8:40, it's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Irida, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. We are 1 week away from Railroad Day. This is more than I thought, 42nd annual event. That's a lot. It's been going on for a long, long time. And in that time, there's been a whole lot of good. In fact, you know, I'd say 99.999% of everything that's happened over the years has been great. People have enjoyed it. And that is going to continue. We're going to talk more about that this morning. First off, with us, the organizer of Railroad Days, Mr. Dennis Clark. Dennis, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Good. Busy time, I know, for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Getting all this going, right?
Yeah, it's going well. It's coming together. We're still going to do a parade again this year and have the opening ceremonies on that Friday evening and then kick off into another Railroad Days.
Yeah, we were just talking off the air about some of the events that have gone on along with it over the years and the changes for bed races. I don't think people realize how dangerous those were. They were fun to watch as a participant, though. I don't know, it was kind of scary.
Absolutely, yeah. we've got a lot of suggestions all the time, but yeah. We are adding a few new events this year and we're adding the Men of Distinction.
And that's
going to have a presence.
Yep, we're going to talk about that as well. We've got some gentlemen in here from that group at Carl Sandburg College joining us this morning, Mr. Chris Lopez. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Lester Spinks. I know you guys have all been in with us before. Lester, good morning. How are you today?
Pretty good.
And also joining us this morning, Devin Phillips. Devin, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
You're all scared of the microphone. Get up closer to the microphone. People want to hear what you have to say. All right. And Anthony Law, who's the coordinator of the group at the Carl Sandburg College. Anthony, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being in. I know Anthony's going to be in with us also Saturday morning. We're going to talk positive Galesburg, positive community as well. And that's part of what's going on with this event. Well, let's talk about that. Isolated event last year. Yes, it was bad. Could have been way worse than it was. But 42 years of Railroad Days. This is not the norm for Galesburg or for Railroad Days.
True, very true. And primarily why we're doing this today is what I told when the TV stations came down and they wanted to talk about that. I said, well, that actually happened 12 years ago. They said, what do you mean? I said, 12 years ago, that young man did not have the proper guidance, and that's why he chose that path. And a Men of Distinction here, what I'd like to do is maybe draw a picture. The way I look at it is we're all vessels on the sea, and we're all out there trying to cross the sea. And what they did in sailing is they had lighthouses and they had beacons of hope. That's what they called them. And that's what we're doing with Men of Distinction, is the fact that these young kids need a mentor, and they need people that they can associate with, that they see, that they know are a lighthouse. And they tell you where the harbor is, and they tell you where to stay off the rocks. And that's what this is all about, is giving other people, other young individuals, guidance.
Absolutely. I'll start with you, Lester. I mean, growing up, you're a Galesburg native. Obviously, throughout the years growing up, you've been to Railroad Days. Probably a lot, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah. Ever since I was able to walk, I remember going to the Railroad Days.
Basically, just because, like, we don't really have much anymore in Galesburg. Like, everything's leaving. And that's the one thing that continuously every year comes around. It's, like, what you look forward to, like, throughout the year. So, like, the fact that, like, yeah, last year might have been hectic and it might have went crazy. But at the same time, like, that next week, I guarantee you, everybody was still, like, thinking, like, oh, I can't wait till Railroad Days come back next year. Like, you can't just, like, live in the past all the time.
Absolutely. And you know, throughout all your years growing up, just like with me, all the years I've been to it, I never had any problems, never had any issues.
Yeah,
so,
like,
this is way more positive than negative.
Yeah, way more positive. This is the first time I can actually, like, have, like, a negative, like, counterpart to my argument. But at the same time, it's not going to prevent me from going out there, and I'm not going to let that disturb my peace and become my terror. Like, I'm still going to live and do what I want to do.
Yeah, one time in 42 years is pretty good odds that there's way more good that's been going on and happening. Chris, I know you haven't been in town as long, but you've still been here long enough as a junior high student. So I know you've been there and attended as well.
Yeah, and there was back when I was like 8 years old, I came down here on like a vacation to visit my aunt and uncle during Railroad Days. So I was down here when I was, like, young, and it definitely, like, when I came down here when I was really young, and then now coming back, like, it definitely did change. But like, it was still the same impact on me, like, when I was a kid to when I was, like, 14, that it was just, like, a really positive thing. It was something cool to do. You got to go out with your friends, ride roller coasters, eat funnel cake, all the good stuff. And so we just got to bring it back to that kind of space where it's, like, positive, safe, and just all-around good fun for people.
Absolutely. And, Devin, how about you, your experiences growing up? I'm sure you've attended Railroad Days many times.
Well, coming from, like, Memphis, Tennessee, where there was I personally did not attend a lot of, like, carnivals and festivals down there. So coming up here and then, like, attending those, it was, like, it was a brand-new experience to me. And I really enjoy going to Railroad Days. Like, you just, like, it's, like, everybody, the whole city is in that little square. It's, like, one big happy family. Everybody's there having a great time. Kids are running around, cheering. Like, adults are sitting around, catching up with their high school buddies. Like, it's just, like, an experience that you can't let one negative thing dictate. It's like, Railroad Days is for, like, the city.
Absolutely. And it's always been a fun time. And, again, over all the years, there's, you know, one thing. Sure, it was bad. Could have been worse, but there's way more positive. And Dennis, that's kind of what we want to let people know. It's going to go on. Railroad Days is going to continue. It's 42 years. We're going to continue. There's no reason to stop it.
Yeah. When we started this, when I started years ago, it's been 15 years. I've been, and I'm going to put you as chairman next year, Tom.
No, thanks.
But
Anthony will be head chairman.
I was telling Anthony, we had 3 to 4 nonprofits in a community involved. Today we have 25 nonprofits involved one way or another in Railroad Days. It is a community event. We have something from the toddlers all the way to, if you want to go to the church and you want to look at Central Congregational and talk about the stained glass windows, if you want to go to the Art in the Park, if you want to go down and take the rail yard tours and learn about anything about Galesburg, see Abraham Lincoln at the Prairie Players Theater for the Hall of Fame, any of that. We have something for everyone. Getting a watch the water fights. They have a strongman contest this year. So.
Ah, here we go.
There we go. These guys can pull trucks.
We need to have a men of distinction division for the strongman, right?
There you go.
I don't think that'd be fair.
To who? To the rest of them? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, look at Tony.
That is true. Yeah. If you allow him to be in it, yeah, that's that may not be fair. Yeah, there's so many events related that go on, great food and lots of fun. And, Tony, I want to bring you in for a second. And Anthony Law, head of the program for Men of Distinction at Carl Sandburg College. What's kind of the impetus behind the guys being involved? Was it something that they come to you, or was it maybe your idea? Or
to be quite honest, Dennis and I had a conversation. We thought about it, and I approached the guys about it. And we just want to be a presence. Simply to say, hey, you know what? This is part of – it goes with our Positive Galesburg campaign. Railroad Days is a part of Galesburg. It's a part of our history. We talked about it. All the guys talked about it, what it meant to them. There are our kids now, you know, that deserve the opportunity to experience Railroad Days. It evolves. It changes every year. There are so many things going on. And as a community, we have a decision. And when I say this, let me preface this by saying I'm not going to take away from what it must have felt like for parents of young kids and that were out there that night. But the reality is, this is a lesson, a teaching moment for our kids. Do we bow down to those who would do things that are reckless and dangerous, or do we say, you know what, in spite of that, we're going to claim this as ours. We're going to come out, we're going to support something, because once it's gone, it's gone. It's part of who we are. The only way it remains, the only way we can keep some of who we are as a community is to take ownership of it. Okay, we're going out there. No, it doesn't mean that we're not going to be consciously aware of things going on around us, but we're going to be there. The guys are out there to be a presence, to show people that there's a presence of young men in this community that are positive, not the ones that were negative, that are positive. A lot of the kids will see them. These guys go out to the schools, so they'll recognize familiar faces. They're there not to chaperone, not to be security, just to be simply a presence of young men who love this community.
You know, if you let things like that control your life, you wouldn't even ever get in your car because exactly. it's more likely you're going to get in an accident and get killed than exactly. anything happening at railroad days.
You just stay in bed. Yeah. And then even in bed, you had risk yeah. or something.
And I get for a parent who was there with their child when it happened, I get that they might be, you know, but anybody else, but even then, with those parents, we would still encourage them, hey, bring your kids.
Bring your kids.
This, you know, that it was an isolated thing. This has been going on for 42 years and never happened.
Exactly.
You know, until one time. So
exactly.
Railroad days again, 1 week from today getting underway. My goodness. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit. I know we'll get more into this next week ahead of it, Dennis. But you have, first off, Carnival gets underway, what, Thursday evening? Is that right?
Thursday evening, yes.
Yeah. So that's a big part. Okay, let's start with the Men of Distinction again, talking about just your presence there again. As Anthony said, you're not there for security or anything. Just presence. You have a chance to talk. If you see a kid that kind of, you know, might be acting up, say you get a chance to say, hey, how you doing? And you know, just maybe get a chance to do a little mentoring, maybe.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. For me, even if I'm driving down the street on a normal day, if I see somebody like on the side of the road acting out or fighting or something, I'll stop my car and go stop it. So, like, the fact that Railroad Days is here isn't going to make me change, like, the way I interact with the community. It's just a wider scale. Other people get to see me do it out in public instead of seeing, like, the teacher seeing me in schools. Like, parents get to see it firsthand. It's not so much negative out there. Like, there's people that still care. Like, and just, like, I just don't want someone to be selfish and come out and bring all that negativity because, like, that does not make anybody a man. A man doesn't need a crowd to show who he is. Like, he's going to be him day throughout the day. Like, so I just want to be there and show, like, who I am. And like, it's not always negative.
So really, it's just another day in what you do and how you live your life.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And I guess that's part of being part of the organization of Men of Distinction. It's not just you meet at Carl Sandburg College, you meet with Anthony, you all get together. That's not what it's about, Chris. It's being involved in the community and trying to make a positive impact.
Definitely. Like, just especially with, like, when we would do the community stuff, like going out to the schools to the lunch and stuff like that. And then me and Lester working at the Y, we get to interact with these kids every day, basically. Like, I see them day in and day out. So if they're doing something they're not supposed to, I'm going to tell them because, like, they would come to me back at the front desk or at the lunch table to talk to me, have a conversation, and let me know that they're doing good in school, how their day's going. So it's like when you make that kind of connection, you got to make sure that they're good all the time, not just sometimes.
And Devin, you live in the community. You're a community member. You like doing things like going to Railroad Days. So you want it to be a positive experience. I mean, so there's a little selfish part of it. We want it to be good, but you want it to be great for everybody.
Yeah. I don't want to deny the future generations the memories that we were privileged to have.
Well put.
That is a very good point. Yeah, that's
an excellent line.
You got some great guys here, Anthony. That is outstanding. Thank you, Devin, for that. So again, Railroad Days, it gets underway next Thursday. It'll go all the way through Sunday, and there's so many great events that go along with it. And again, you'll see the Men of Distinction out there. There'll be in a particular color of shirt.
They're going to have on their Men of Distinction shirts.
Okay.
We've got a variety of shirts, but people should recognize them. Yeah. From either the Crest or MOD, and like I said, they've been so active in the schools that a lot of the kids should recognize them. So we encourage you, parents, to bring your kids out. If they say, "Hey, I know him from school," give them a chance to go up and talk to him. That's what we do. That's part of who we are.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So that's what I just thought of that as you mentioned, like as you know, you're out there with your child, and you see them running up to talk to what you think is a stranger. They know they're not running up to talk to a stranger. They're not running up to talk to somebody they respect.
Exactly.
That's a really cool thing. And I would encourage people. I personally want to thank you guys for everything you're doing. And I would encourage people that see you guys out there, or whether it's there or not, they see you if they're in your shirts, to thank you. And you know, the community needs to appreciate what these young men are doing.
They're doing a great job. But like I said, we talk about that. And Lester brought up a key point today. He said, you know, 10% of the people that you know are action based. The other 90% are just going to sit around and talk about it. I'm proud to say that these young men are part of that 10%.
Yeah.
And that's part of the criteria of being a part of Men of Distinction. Do something, see something, and do something. And I always tell them my famous line is, if not you, then who?
Absolutely.
If you don't do it, who will?
Yeah, that other 90% is sitting there on Facebook or whatever social media complaining about things and not, you know, not trying to make it better.
Exactly.
But we've got to, but it is, you know, this, the community is outstanding. There's, you know, every day we've talked about all morning stuff going on. 14-year-old allegedly shot and murdered a 16-year-old in Peoria yesterday.
Yeah.
shootings, another shooting in Davenport. These things are like, some of them are everyday thing. That's the 11th homicide in Peoria this year.
Yes.
Bloomington, Decatur, Quad Cities, whether it's Davenport, Rock Island, Moline, it's happening all over up there. Those things aren't happening here.
No, no.
Those things are not happening here. We're going to talk more about that when Anthony's in with us on yes, Saturday, sir. About the positivity. And Dennis, I know you appreciate these guys too and them being around and just having a positive impact on what's always been a great event.
Yeah, and I appreciate you giving us this opportunity.
All right. Dennis, thank you so much. About. Dennis Clark, also Devin Phillips, Men of Distinction, Chris Lopez, Lester Spinks with the Men of Distinction. Guys, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Anthony, you as well. We'll talk to you again on Saturday. Hi, sir.